WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Thank you. da la la, bit down beat, bow wow, bow di da la la la, ba da da, go go gang gang gang, go go gang 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 go.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Well, springtime is hovering there, but it's behind the sprinkler system today. This is Radiola. I'm Eddie Senior. I should have played April Showers. I should have played it in anticipation of getting my car washed tonight. But yes, it was. It's one of those days here in Central New York, Clinton, New York, at Hamlin College of the Exact, WHCL FM 88.7 on your dial, WHCL.org. Thank you for listening and streaming, and keep that rowboat in the backyard. You might need it. Tonight, I'm just playing some odd things, some of which I was lucky enough to obtain as part of. We have our stuff in our little collecting community. And I have access now to some very nice things that belong to the late Jeff Healey. These are on a hard drive, and I'm just happy to play them for you. I'm sure Jeff would be very happy to have them played. And we began, and some other things, too. It's just not that. It's everything, and it's I want to sing about you. Well, I'm going to sing. I'm going to be singing in the rain tonight. Paul Tremaine and his orchestra, I Want to Sing About You. That's a record I heard many years ago, and have never heard since until this past week. So I thought I'd play that for you. 1930, you heard the little harp in there, the aristocratic rhythm of Paul Tremaine. That was from the Jeff Healey collection. Also, Cliff Jackson's Crazy Cat and his Crazy Cat's Horse Feathers, which is one of my favorite expressions, except I don't say feathers. And that's from 1930. And our theme from Willard Robeson, Wake Up, Chillen. Well, yeah, it's a damp one out tonight, but we're having a good time. I'm here. It's nice and dry and warm in the studio. I got a roaring fire made from some of the CDs in the back. It's quite quite cozy in here. We're going to continue now with Ben Burney and all the lads. He's the Last Word, 1926.
He's the last word. Ha da 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 da. He starts slow and he starts to go. He's the last word. Don't try to stop him. Girls meet him in the open air. They don't know how to learn to care. They should catch him in an easy chair. He's the last word.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was, it says Jackson and his Southern Stompers. I'm not sure which Jackson that was, but they were stomping. Take Your Tomorrow. Well, maybe tomorrow will be nicer. I don't know. I'll figure that out eventually. 1928, that was from Frog Spawn, the first batch. And that's a nice CD. There's some great odd stuff on there. I have links to most of those things on my Radiola blog. If you want to buy some of these CDs, nothing would make me happier than for you to do so. And many of you already are buying them, and that really does make me happy, because that keeps this music going. If nobody buys reissues, then the only people who are going to get this stuff on the air are those with very, very large 78 collections who can't find anything because they're still in crates, which would be me. Before that, Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, Skies of Gray. Now, that's appropriate. I don't know how I nailed that one, but I did. 1927. And that's from the Healy Collection. And I want to thank David for making for me that hard drive for me, putting a lot of good stuff on there. And the Healy stuff is, oh, boy. I'm just... Well, I've got my records. I've got access to a lot of things. And mainly it's to get the music out there and make coherent playlists. What else can you do? And thanks also to the family of Jeff Healy for making that available. That's very gracious for them to do so. And Ben Burney, before that, he's The Last Word, 1926. This is Radiola, and I always get in The Last Word. At least at 10 o'clock, I generally do. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Arthur Fields, the Utica boy. Well, he was born in Philadelphia, but we'll claim him. Save Your Sorrow. Save Your Sorrow for Tomorrow. Well, wait a minute. Take Your Tomorrow. It's a contradiction. I was going to do a show like that, but I had mixed feelings about it. But there are some elements of that here. Here's Save Your Sorrow for Tomorrow. If you don't take your tomorrow, that is.
People long to say, waiting doesn't pay. Never to put off anything you can do today. Wise as that may be, I must disagree. For when you have tears to shed, take this tip from me. Save your sorrow for tomorrow. Smile a while today. Work is play to anyone that comes. Live today, tomorrow never comes. If you cheer up, skies will clear up, clouds will pass away. like a day. When things come your way, it's a very easy thing to be blithe and gay. But when gloom is king, that's the time to sing. In 100 years from now, it won't mean a thing. Save your sorrow for tomorrow. Smile a while today. Work is play to anyone that hunts. Live today, tomorrow never comes. If you cheer up, skies will clear up, clouds will pass away. Save your sorrow for tomorrow. Smile a while today.
Blackbird, blackbird, singing the blues all day, right outside of my door. Blackbird, blackbird, why do you sit and say there's no sunshine in store? All through the winter you hung around, now I begin to feel homeward bound. Blackbird, blackbird, I gotta be on my way, where there's sunshine galore. Pack up all my care and woe, here I go singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Will somebody wait for me? She'll be sweet, but so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and life the life. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye bye. Bluebird, bluebird, calling me far away. I've been longing for you. Bluebird, bluebird, what's that I hear you say? Oh, the skies are turning to blue. I'm like a flower that fades here, where every hour is one long tear. Bluebird, bluebird, this is my lucky day. Now my dreams will come true. Paid my debts and packed my bag. On my trunk there's a tag. Bye, bye, blackbird. I won't wait to catch no train. I'll just hop right in an airplane. So bye, bye, blackbird. Let a million bluebirds start a humming. Tell my dear old mammy I'm a coming. Make my bed and light the light. Then I'll say nighty night. Blackbird, bye bye.
Thank you. the stars shine, how we'll hoo the sweet bamboo among.
The gong on the end. My brother's in the gongs these days, so it's that's not a gong show, but a little gonging, a gong is yes indeed. It leads to gong fusion, I suppose. Not gong fishing. That was Bambula. Before last week, I played a recording by Ken Sisson and his orchestra with the Vaughn DeLeith on the vocal, and I heard from one of the first listeners of the show, who was with me, I think, from week one, which is 5 years ago, and she said that she had never heard the song Bambula. Well, I found another recording, another different song called Bambula, and that's sort of part of tonight's show too. I have some oddments here of things that other songs that have a similar title. There are other things I could have used, but I thought that'll crop up too in the next hour too. In this hour and the next hour, you'll hear a little bit more of that. But yes, Bambula from Paul Specht and the Boys, 1925. I think the other one was from 27. And speaking of Vaughn DeLeith, she was recording as Gloria Geer for Cameo, Bye Bye Blackbird, 1926, beginning with Arthur Fields on harmony. Save your sorrow for tomorrow. Well, I'll have to get rid of it sometime. This is Radiola, and we're trying not to express any negative feelings because we're feeling good tonight. It's nice to be here. This is the most fun I have all week. If I don't, that's basically true. There are other things I do that are enjoyable, but this is what I do that makes me life is better when I'm doing this for some reason. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And another listener loved the song "I'm Following You." I think it was Adrian Schubert last week. Well, I'm going to play that song and two very similar songs, different titles, but very similar theme. It's sort of a stalking theme. I was going to play Celery Stalks at Midnight, but I figured that would have been pushing it. But maybe I'll work that in. And besides, it was just a little too big bandish for some of what I play. It didn't really fit in, but here are three songs that will have you looking over your shoulder, starting with I'm Following You, 1930, by Jimmy Noon and his Apex Club Orchestra. Thank you.
bring you. Whatever you climb or tumble into, why, all of the time I'm following you. The battle won't be half so hard if you've someone to share it. I'll gladly carry half the load, and what's more, grin and bear it. You're part of my heart, you know that it's true. Whenever you start, I'm following you.
Thank you. I'll be following in your footsteps wherever you go. Never gonna let you be. I'll be following in your footsteps, you might as well know. You'll never get away from me. I'll be hanging around your doorstep to throw you a kiss, even though you say we're through. I'll be following in your footsteps, and I'll never miss a solitary thing you do. Gonna find out where you're going dancing. Gonna bump into you on the floor. Gonna say to the one with whom you're dancing with the one that I adore. I'll be shadowing every movement till you're out of sight. What a Sherlock Holmes I'll be. I'll be following in your footsteps from morning till night. You'll never get away from me.
Guy Lombardo, and there's Carmen in there, and one of the other guys. Oh, yes, indeed. That's the other side is Restraining Order Blues, I think. That's some wild stuff. I think that should be. I think the NSA should put that on their site just to make everybody feel good about it. That's some pretty weird stuff, I have to say. Those were songs that. The first one was somewhat of a hit. Those other two I don't think were, and there's a reason for that, because they probably just creeped everybody out after a while. But I thought they were worthy of revival for this week only, and worth another listen. Oh, yeah. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not following anyone on Twitter or anywhere else. I'm barely following my own nose. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. If I can follow common sense, I'd be ahead, but that doesn't seem to be happening either. It's a damp night. What can I say? One of those nights. And on the theme of songs that have the same title. And before I say that, I just wanted to mention, I was very pleased looking around the studio that somebody here has good taste, because I noticed that they have the Carolina Chocolate Drops on one of the racks, and I just couldn't believe it. Mostly there are bands I've never heard of and wouldn't want to listen to, but I can endorse that. And those of you who are able to hear them should go hear them, because they're marvelous. I've never played them on the show, but now that they got the CD up here, I might just. It's good stuff. Yes. Gotta say it for WHCL. Occasionally you see something on the rack and say, gee, I wish I had that CD. Normally, we keep our distance from each other. As I say, there are songs that have a lot of the same titles over the years. And one of the most famous examples is one from 1931 and before that, 1926. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. And here's Irving Kaufman under the name of the nom de disque of Charles Dixon on Oreo in 1926. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. And then you'll hear the other one. And then you'll hear something you may not want to hear, but I'm including it anyway.
Never know just where you'll find the little girl you have in mind, in a mansion or a cottage small. You never know just when or where you'll run into a love affair. My romance and I connected where it was least expected. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. But what a lady, just the kind I've been waiting for. Behind the china where she smiled so sweetly. Right then and there I lost my heart completely. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Winks at me and hollers, why I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Among the 10 cent crockery, I whispered, "Will you marry me?" She said no, but yes, yes, with her eyes. Upon the day she married me, I didn't have a sous marquee. Now they give me lots of credit. Am I right? Well, you just said it. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Plain little girl, but what a lady. Just the kind I've been waiting for. Behind the china where she smiled so sweetly, right then and there I lost my heart completely. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store.
Convenient door. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wide. Babe, incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
her can you mean? She said, bring your friend Ben and your pipes, I'll clean. Now we both found satisfaction with each heavenly transaction.
That's a good chord. I like that chord.
I'm always glad to bring her money, and I would gladly bring her more. I met $100 honey in the dollar store. She has a smile so sweet and sunny, and with that girl I'm sure I'll score. I met $100 honey in the dollar store. I love free love, but what the heck? Without me, she would be a wreck. I supplement her welfare check. Oh, gosh. Oh, gee. She's energetic as a bunny. I'm thrilled to help the working poor. I met $100 honey in the dollar store. She's always glad to do her duty. On days I know she's kind of sore. I found $100 cutie in the dollar store. Some say that she's a little meaty. They say that she has men galore. But she's my $100 sweetie from the dollar store. I love to make those shopping trips to her luscious ruby lips. And when I think about her hips, oh gosh, oh gee. Friends, sometimes I feel a little funny, but that's what penicillin's for. I love my $100 honey from the dollar store.
No applause, even though it was a live recording. I wonder why that would happen to that guy. I think he's living on the street somewhere. It's not a happy situation. The Carpal Tunnel Kid, not Irving Kaufman by any means, from 1997. I'm not even going to reiterate any of that. You heard it, and there's no need to. Before that, Paul Specht and the real song, I Found a $1 Million Baby in a 5 and 10 cent store in 1931. The one you know, Johnny Morris on the vocal, beginning with Irving Kaufman recording as Charles Dixon on Oriole, a very different version, complete with the complete lyrics. I found $1 Million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. Yes, and she actually had $1 million. What are the chances of that happening? I think the 31 version is best, much better than either of those other two. And this is Radiola, and I'm qualified to make that value judgment. Of course I am. On WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And, yes, this is Radiola. And it's, I got a couple of odd things for you now. Not that the last thing wasn't odd enough, but I just got a nice LP called Bernie Green Plays More Than You Can Stand, just like the Carpal Tunnel Ken plays More Than You Can Stand on any occasion. But Bernie Green Plays More Than You Can Stand. And there are two amazing musicians on that. Well, there are like dozens of amazing musicians on that record. These records are very difficult to find, and they are they're in high demand. But one of our local legends who comes up here every once in a while to play was here in October. Will be here this October. Dick Hyman performs here with Bernie Green's orchestra. A very strange, it's classical music, so if you want to, you know, if you don't like classical music, just tune out right now. But this is a concerto for Calliope. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.